Practice was good. As you can see, we're doing a lot of situational stuff, so we've come a long way through, you know, through the program and through the OTAs to the point where we just about have everything. We got one more day, and then everything will be installed. And then, you know, as we said, we'll start all over again with the installation at train camp.
Is this more situational work than you were able to do last year?
No, we got the same stuff in. The difference is these guys are familiar with it, you know, because it was introduced to them for the first time last year. A lot of it becomes repetitive.
I know you still got a day left, but just any overall maybe evaluation of all our thoughts just about how this spring has gone for you?
Well,
guys?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you want to bring the rookies up to speed, and we've done that. I think, you know, each one of them, to a man, has done a real good job learning the system and getting caught up physically. So, you know, that's encouraging. The challenge for them now is to maintain that before they come back. And then, you know, it's just a lot different being in year two in the systems. You know, there's much more, much greater understanding at this point, and you're able to go back and look at things as you install them. You've got cut-ups from the year before. So, obviously, our offense is way ahead of where we were.
The veterans are done after tomorrow, and the rookies have one more
rookies
week
have
here?
One more week here, yeah. And that week will be primarily just conditioning, just training, pushing the condition level, getting ready for camp, and then there'll be some off-the-field activities.
What do you think of this team? Do you like this team, or is it check back with me in August?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of work to do. I like the commitment. You know, we've said that from day one. They put a lot of hard work into an off-season program. The attendance was near perfect. Got a few guys, that we're monitoring and watching, just try to get through on a daily basis. But, you know, this team's going to come back healthy and ready to go. You know, they've made a great commitment.
Jeff, what sort of a message do you have for them as they go off for the summer? And do you ever have any trepidation because of that 5 or 6 weeks where you lose young?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, they know that they'll be tested when they return, so there's an incentive to stay in shape. They're going to get their workout package. They're going to get the list of reminders, all those things associated with summer. It's the four-wheelers and the wave runners and, you know, all those things. And because strange things happen out there, and they're, most of the time they're accidental, and then to make sure that you're taking care of your body, making good decisions.
How much did Barrett Jones actually do during that spring?
Barrett's picked up quite a bit. He's the activity level, the conditioning, the weight, the strength. So he has a good understanding. You know, he's participating in the walkthroughs and that from that standpoint. So, you know, he'll be pretty much good to go when he comes back. Maybe we may have to watch him for a week or so, but he should be cleared.
Something a little different with Father's Day coming up. How much fun has it been for you to come to work every day with your son and get to work with him?
You know, well, we have a couple situations like that, but he's assistant coach, you know, and so that's kind of the approach you take. So we're going different directions on Father's Day.
So he won't be there barbecuing for you?
No, I'm not anticipating getting a card from him or anything. And he's not getting a raise either.
So. All right, Craig Dahl, you're probably aware of his comments about picking up some tips from the Niners.
You know, I heard a little bit about it, but, I mean, first off, anytime, you know, a player that's involved in the system changes addresses, you know, there's always going to be some sort of debriefing. That always happens, so that's not unusual. So, and I heard the guys were kind of joking back and forth, but that's how they are.
You've kind of been involved with that with Jacksonville when you were with the Titans. Do you like that little back and forth between rivals?
That goes way back, and there's a story behind that. But I wasn't particularly very popular down there for a lot of years.
Nobody would probably pick up your restaurant tab.
Probably not. No. Probably wouldn't have been let in a restaurant.
Now, so Finnegan, you have no problem with what he tweeted then, or he later?
I really didn't pay attention. I heard they're going
back. He took
some
shots at
Dahl. Oh gosh, Dahl takes some shots at him. They have respect for each other because they played well in a very productive defense together.
I wanted to ask you about Will Hayes, and basically he kind of gave the Rams a hometown discount. Apparently, he thought this was such a great fit that he gave up maybe more money. Just what do you think that says about him and maybe how he thinks about this coaching staff?
Well, Will got an opportunity last year to play, and he took advantage of it. He was very, very productive for us, and You know, he understands the rotation. He gets along great with Chris, and you know, it was important that we got him back. And we're just happy that, you know, we got things done. You know, most attention went to Cookie, but you know, Will was very important for us as well.
How is Steve Wills, he's a local kid, the cornerback, how's he performed this spring?
You know, he's done a good job. You know, his background there was, you know, he played a lot of nickel and then transferred because he wanted to start. And you know, we worked him out very early and like what we saw. He's got ability and, you know, again, as it is the case with a lot of those guys, his opportunities can be heavily dependent on his, you know, special teams production in the preseason.
Once the rookies go, do you go fishing or something?
I'm sorry?
Once the rookies are gone after next week, what are your plans? Are you
gonna get out of time? I'll probably take some time away, yeah, and you won't find me. So, and I'm not going to tweet about it either.
Like TJ, he's grown up around the NFL, you know, his dad, do you notice that in some ways helping him having some of that experience, or is that something that you just got to start over?
Well, we saw it. You see it in his play, but we also, you noticed it immediately as soon as we met him, and it's a combine interview. You know, he's got a good sense for his understanding, and just, you know, he knows the game. He knows both sides, and, you know, I think what's impressive about him is he has a really good understanding of offense. You know, a lot of guys will come in with an understanding of defense and concepts of what they're supposed to do, but he's light years ahead from an offensive standpoint.